I think Dave's ready. Dave, you ready? Okay, all right. So hopefully let's go to the side of the stage where Comedy Dave is with Ellie Goulding live at Radio 1's Big Weekend. Dave?
Hello, I am here backstage at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Carlisle. I am just behind the main stage and I'm delighted to say that the lovely Ellie Goulding joins me now. Ellie, how are you?
All right, I'm a bit in a daze. I just come off stage. I always am a bit weird when I come off stage. I'm quite out of breath.
We haven't really given you any time, I apologise, to sort of relax and stuff. But that looked, we were watching in the truck backstage, that looked amazing.
Oh, good, I'm glad. Yeah, it was really fun.
What a year for you then. So, obviously, we saw you in Bangor in North Wales last year.
That was also amazing.
You played the In New Music We Trust stage, and then 12 months have gone by, and here you are on the main stage in front of 20,000 people.
I know. I mean, I didn't expect to ever be on a main stage, so I'm quite happy with that. The In New Music stages and whatnot at any festival, but to play on any main stage is just absolutely awesome. So yeah, really happy.
And actually, we just had a chat with Jessie J, who is obviously, we didn't realise, a big mate of yours. She calls you Snow White.
Yeah.
Again, the same sort of thing for British artists. She too, obviously, the last 12 months have been immense. Here she is in front of all these people. It's a very healthy scene at the moment.
It really is. Like, I love Jessie, and we're friends, and we laugh because she's like the Wicked Witch, she says, with the black hair, and I'm Snow White with the white hair. And yeah, she was really nervous, but she had nothing to be nervous about. Like, she's kind of, I guess, because she's been the main stage, and she's kind of at the same, I don't know, I had the same kind of thing last year, and when I was just beginning, and it was really nerve-wracking, so you don't know how people are going to react, but I guess because I did all that last year, I feel quite kind of, yeah. I feel a bit calmer.
It must be an incredible buzz just at the moment. I bet, you know, it must feel great to come off, to have that sort of reception, to have everybody singing along to every word of yours. Is that possibly the biggest crowd and the best live experience you've had?
It definitely one of them. I remember I filled in Lily Allen last year. She couldn't go to Panic at the Scene, and I filled in, and it was just so many people. That was the other one, but this one was just crazy. I haven't seen that many people in a while, that for sure.
And what a month for you as well, because it was only a couple of weeks. You played the Royal Wedding. Tell us how was that. Was that more nerve-wracking or less than this?
Well, actually, Prince William found out about my music because he watched me here last year at Radio 1 Big Weekend. So I have Radio 1 Big Weekend to thank for that, in a way.
Incredible. Ellie, thank you so much. We will let you go back and actually, you know, calm down and cool off a little bit after your performance.
Dave.
And hopefully we'll speak to you a little later on. Chris, yes.
Dave, ask her if she's staying around to see anybody else.
Are you going to be, Ellie, excuse me, before you go, have you got, are you going to have a chance to actually see anybody else on the lineup, or have you got to get straight back now?
I'm Tiny.
Tiny Temper.
Yeah. And then I have to leave, unfortunately. I wish I could see Foo Fighters, but I cannot.
Lovely. Well, listen, safe journey back. Thank you very much for talking to us. We'll see you soon. Chris, back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, mate.